we present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Hello and welcome to another edition of I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. Once again, we're in Brighton as part of this year's Comedy Festival. And here are four good reasons why we'll probably never be invited back. On my right, Bill Tidy and Willie Rushton. On my left, Barry Cryer and Graham Garden. Would you welcome, please, everyone's favourite Brighton Belle, our lovely scorer, Samantha. Who I may say that Samantha's not in a particularly good mood. She went for a swim this afternoon and got charged for the hire of water wings. We're going to start off today with a game of crossbreeds. Teams, will you cross one person or thing with another to create a strange new hybrid? Barry, you can start this one.
If you cross Topple with a mower, you get a Hover Nagila. Doesn't cut the grass, it just snips a little bit off.
Willie Rushton.
If you cross a German car with a potato, you get an Audi Murphy. If you cut too much off, you get an Audrey Murphy. What does that got to do with the price of fish?
Graham.
If you crossed Madonna with Stavros, you'd get a Madonna kebab.
Bill?
You could cross Des O'Connor with General Schwarzkopf and get Desert Noon.
You could, yes.
If you cross Billy Connolly with Pamela Stevenson, you get When Harry Met Sally.
Willie, any more?
If for want of anything better to do, you've crossed another German car with Julian Clary, you get an Opel Fruit.
Graham.
Yes, well, if you cross Cliff Richard with a German arms manufacturer, you'd get an alcohol-free Luger.
And Bill.
Here's one for keen archaeologists. If you crossed a Japanese no theatre with an Assyrian stepped pyramid and Saatchi and Saatchi, you'd get no ziggurat advertising.
If you crossed our finest living trumpeter with a climbing shrub, you'd get Kenny Ball and his Jasmine.
Well, Graham and Bill and Willie are level pegging at the moment. We go on to the next round, shall we? This is called Blue Stroke Madrigal Calypso. Madrigal Stroke Calypso, if you want to be exact, underlined. It's improvised songs, and teams, you've got to sing either a blues, a madrigal, or a calypso number, the subject of which will be decided by the other team. Oh, and Colin, you can join in if you want to. Graham and Barry, what would you like Bill and Willie to sing?
The London Zoo. What do you fancy, chaps? Madrigal?
Yeah,
madrigal, yes, they can never do that well.
Yeah, we can't do the blues.
It's the same beat as the blues, isn't it?
Walking down the street, I came to London Zoo.
They haven't any money, indeed they're in a stew.
But now they've hit on a novel wheeze, the keepers. They regret it.
Unless you give us a million quid, the gorilla gets it.
Okay, Bill and Willie, now, will you set Graham and Barry a subject? And a style, too, please.
We thought the MCC was a suitable subject. A calypso, the sort of music that goes with cricket. So, MCC calypso.
MCC. Have you heard about Rachel Hey-Ho Flint?
No. She's joined the MCC, the clever Flint.
She had the operation. It caused quite a stir.
She's had a member of the committee grafted onto her.
Okay, and with the scores pretty well even at the moment, we're going to go on to a game called Paranoia. One of the teams is labouring under a serious delusion.
Adequacy.
Only one, I hear you cry. The nature of the delusion is known only to us and the opposing team. The deluded pair have between 45 seconds and 3 hours to discover their complaint. Now, Graham and Barry, your paranoia is going up now on the Brighton Festival holographic display board. And here for you at home is the mystery voice.
They think they're in bed with Madonna. They think they're in bed with Madonna.
Okay, Graham and Barry, start questioning.
Well, this paranoia that Barry and I share, I take it we do share it, do we?
We aren't certain, because you haven't divulged any information.
So, we're not very forthcoming.
You count, we'll just nod.
Could be two or three. Musical persuasion.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah, a link.
Are we a group of people, a known group?
You were
of
at the time, possibly, but
nothing to do with Henry Miller, is it?
If he was there, it was a quartet.
Is it biblical, this?
I don't know. Oh, yes, there is an element. Yes, I can see. Yes. Yeah. Well clapped.
So where have I heard that before?
I just thought it was slightly more Old Testament than new, but no, I mean, all right, fine. Yes?
I should tell you, you've got only 2 hours and 40 minutes left.
Well, you get them in, Humphrey, we'll be still.
Oh. Give them a slight clue.
Think of some Cannes.
Cannes?
Cannes Film Festival.
I was going to give you a
Madonna
clue,
Madonna joking.
You better believe it.
Why was she there?
She was there for the showing of In Bed with Madonna, wasn't she?
But which we believe you both...
Well, Bill and Willie, here's your complaint. It's on the laser display now. And here's the mystery voice.
They think they're in the monster raving loony party. They think they're in the monster raving loony party.
Right. Would we be proud of it?
Yes. And rightly so.
Can it be measured?
Yes.
Is there a sexual connotation?
No.
Well, then how can it be measured?
With a theodolite. It's a small thing, but our own.
Yes, you can say that.
Yeah.
Is it to do with our physical appearance, anyway?
Well, that puts you in with a chance, I suppose.
It's some reference to our small hope of achieving something, like answering this.
Yeah, some such thing.
Yes.
Oh, standing in a by-election as a member of the Looney Party.
Yes.
The actual answer is they think that you think that you're in the monster raving loony.
I am. I'm member number four. I've got a certificate somewhere to prove it.
Well, I don't want to see it now.
Thank you.
We're going to play a game called Straight Face. The whole point of this game is not to make the audience laugh. Well, they do say that necessity is the mother of invention. Deems, I want you to suggest some unamusing words, please. The first person to get a titter from the front row is out. And so is he. Now then. Bill, will you start, please?
Slum.
Thespian. Wrist.
Stench. Fracture.
Silt.
What?
Silt.
Silt?
S-I-L-T, yes.
Oh, play fair, Barry, for goodness
silt.
Sake.
Silt. S-I-L-T.
Brought the house down. That. I enjoyed silt.
Go on, Willie.
All right. Diet.
Balloon.
Anagram.
Loosh.
It's the best laugh he's got all evening.
But not from the front row. I might have to... I'll warn you. You get a yellow card for that, Barry.
I'll kick you in the chest.
Okay, Willie, go on.
Benzedrine.
Yeah, you did get a laugh there.
It was
only from the front row.
Not as good as silt.
All right, so you should have been disqualified with silt, actually, because yeah. Barry didn't get a laugh with it, but you did. So yeah. You're...
It's timing.
So you're out now. You're out now. We go on with Graham.
Quilt.
Corpse.
Zenith.
Pendulum.
Yes. Yes, I'm afraid, Graham. It's now a face-to-face between Barry and Bill. And it's your turn, Bill.
Omelette.
Oh, yeah. And judging from the audience applause, Bill wins that round. And we go on to a game called Alternative Records. Once again, we're indebted to Mike Barwell for the use of his excellent book. Teams, I'm going to give you some true statistics, and I want you to take a guess at what they might represent. Willie, 162, including a venereal disease umbrella scraper.
These are the objects on Channel 4's alternative generation game conveyor belt.
I'll have to give you the correct answer, which is very boring. It's the world's largest collection of banned medical devices belonging to a Mr. McCoy of Minneapolis. Bill, 5 hours and 26 minutes without underpants.
This is the longest time with no ticket on the London to Newcastle Express. Omelette.
I have to tell you that it's the record for the retention of two live ferrets down the trousers. No undergarments are allowed.
Sponsored by the Family Planning Association.
Graham.
Yes.
95 feet, but only one leg.
95 feet, but only one leg is the record-breaking trouser worn by Stumpy, the world's tallest unipede stilt walker.
Actually, you're very close to that one. Apparently, this is the greatest height from which a one-legged cyclist has dived into a pool of water.
Close.
It was set in 1902 by a Mr. Gifford. I hope I've pronounced his name right, although I shouldn't think by now he cares.
Yeah.
Barry, 140 cigarettes.
Nicholas Ridley's breakfast.
The real answer is that it's the amount of cigarettes that Colin Stevens of Sydney can fit into his mouth all at once.
Oh.
A very compelling reason not to go to Sydney. Willie, 28 cockroaches.
That is the number required to satisfy one hen roach.
I'll give you the answer to that, but if anybody's squeamish in the audience, will you please cover your ears? Because it's the record amount of cockroaches eaten by Ken Edwards in 4 minutes.
Ken Roach? Oh, no, it's Ken Barlow, isn't it? Bill Roach. Bill Roach plays Ken Edwards.
Right, here's one for you, Ben. I've just got the one about the omelette. Very funny. Bill, 58 times non-stop, Bill.
58 times non-stop is 28 cockroaches doing it twice. Roughly.
I'll tell you what. It's the amount of times non-stop that Jenny Ashton watched Bedtime for Bonzo on the 7th of June, 1986. Graham, 3,900-ton nuclear submarine.
That was Tom Jones' greatest ever trouser augmentation.
And you should have seen the periscope.
Well, it is in fact the largest catch.
Dive.
Your answer might be right. It's the largest catch ever made by trawler skipper Sean O'Reilly in the Irish Sea on the 7th of March, 1987.
He's a big fan.
I'm trying to get the head off this.
Barry, 413 beds.
That's the shortest address in Bedfordshire.
Yes, or the size of the bed collection of King Louis XIV of France. At this point in the program, we were going to have a rendition of the theme from Death Wish by the ladies of the Brighton Michael Winner Appreciation Society. But instead, we're going to play Mornington Crescent. In honour of our visit to the Brighton Festival, I'm going to take the unusual step of invoking the King's Own Brighton Rules, which means, as you know, that royal crescents are wild if the preceding move is even. Have you got that, teams? Royal crescents are wild if the preceding move is even. So here, for the first time, a local version of Mornington Crescent. Graham, you can start.
Piccadilly Circus.
I'm thumbing through the Asia's Edge of Brighton, and I'm damned if I can see a Piccadilly Circus.
I have a suspicion, Graham, that that's in London.
And?
Specifically, London localities are not allowed. I thought the rules explained that.
Right.
I mean, either you're going to listen to the rules when I read them or not.
Well, you're not going to accept Piccadilly Circus?
Of course I'm not going to accept.
You want me to go again?
I do indeed.
All right, Champs-Élysées. What?
Go on.
Montpellier Road.
Bill.
I'm relatively new at this. I've had a pretty stringent crash course. Is it okay if I put in the...
I trust you implicitly. Tim's terrible at it.
Okay, okay. Valence Road.
Violence Road.
Valence. Oh. You're thinking of Violent Carson.
Pembroke Crescent.
Mm.
Old Stain.
Well, that's Stein, isn't it? Is that Stein?
I wasn't doing a road, I just spotted something.
No, that's actually a good... That's a good move.
Davidoff should do it. London Road.
You're allowing London Road now.
I most certainly am.
Nice.
Some of the best years of my life has been spent in London Road.
What were the 30s like? Come.
More fun at number 41, though, wasn't it?
I suppose it takes some of the tension out of the game when you know someone who isn't going to win.
Brunswick Terrace.
Blatchington Road.
Furs Hill.
Fish Market Hard. It's in very little letters here. I was quite pleased to see it. I imagine they do around here.
I've got a problem here, Humph. Mornington Crescent is in London.
There is a Mornington Crescent in Brighton.
In Hove, I think.
Oh, in Hove! So now it's Hove rules, is it? New Church Road.
Now he's going the wrong direction.
He knows what he's doing. He's
Turn left when you come out of gateways, you know.
Come on, Bill. Industrial Estate.
Oh, come on. Seafield Road.
Mornington Crescent.
Ah! I'm wrong here. I warned you.
No, you shouldn't have got ratty.
Nobody can accuse the chairman of bias. I warned you about that, and you paid absolutely no attention.
Oh, Bill, led him on. His innocence. Wonderful.
You fell for that one, Harry.
Masterly.
For our final musical round, we're going to play a game called the Bad-Tempered Clavier. In it, the piano's played very badly indeed. It's a sort of Colin Sell testimonial. Teams, will you sing a song of my choice in the face of almost unbearable opposition? Bill and Willie, you're going to start now. They're going to sing That's Entertainment.
Pretty apt.
Clown. With his pants falling down all the dance. That's a dream of romance on the scene. Where the villain is mean. That's entertainment beyond a doubt. While the jury is out on the thrill. When they're reading the will for the chase. For the memory. That's entertainment. It might be a fight like you see on the screen. A swain getting slain for the love of the queen. Some great chasing really at sea. Where the ghost and paper speech. And everything that beats me. The clerk. Who is thrown out of work by the boss? Who is thrown for a loss by the skirt? Who is doing him dead? The world's a stage of the stage of the world. The world is a stage of it.
I've waited 16 years for a musical round that's actually musical. Graham and Barry, it's a bit of a strain for you to sing this one, but do your best. I love a piano.
I love a piano. I love to hear somebody play. I'm on a piano, a grand piano. It simply carries me away. I know a fine way to treat a Steinway. I love to run my fingers the keys, the ivory, and with the pedal. I love to meddle when Paderewski comes this way. I'm so delighted if I'm invited to hear that long-haired genius play. Grand.
Well, the program's reached a very crucial stage now. Samantha's been working overtime, but not on the... not, unfortunately, on the score. Anyway, it's very nearly it for this week. Before she and I go off to grease my trumpet valves, there's time for a round of limericks. Willie, here's your opening line. I once spent a weekend in Hove.
Mornington Crescent, I suppose.
I once spent a weekend in Hove with a most unattractive old cove.
He took out his teeth
and said, I'm Edward Heath.
But he wasn't. His wife runs to a moe. Bit of private information.
Okay, Barry. Well, it wasn't okay, actually, but still. Here's an opening line for you. I once spent a weekend in Penge.
I once spent a weekend in Penge. I had bicycled down from Stonehenge.
I drank 8 pints of fluid. Give any of this?
With a friendly old druid.
Then Montezuma took his revenge.
Okay, Bill, well done. Here's an opening line for you. I once spent a weekend in Hrill.
I once spent a weekend in Hrill. I'd gone there in search of a thrill.
We passed through Llanfair, Pwchingrith, Gogerith, Gynroffydd, Plantasilio, Gogogoch.
Which gave me a shock.
I thought
Clanfar Bukingrith Gugereth and Dropeth Clantisilio Gogo Goch
was in Brazil.
Now, Graham, the last question now and in the whole of this program. It's a great responsibility because the scores are absolutely poised, level pegging. So here's your opening line. Are you ready?
Yes, Hump.
I once spent a weekend in Brighton.
I once spent a weekend in Brighton with the legendary Miss Enid Blyton.
She said, you be naughty.
And I'll show you my body.
But Big Ears kept turning the light on.
And on that happy note, we've come to the end of the program. I don't know who won. I only know it wasn't Graham. So join us again next time. Until then, from all of us, goodbye.
And Bill Tidy were being given silly things to do by Humphrey Littleton, with Colin Sells setting some of them to music. The program was produced by Young Magnusson.